Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and it's TV and Film Wednesday. Joining me for the next 5 days is blogger, personal trainer. She's also an author, the lovely Alice Living. Welcome, Alice.
Hello.
A little bit about Alice. She loves going to the theatre, loves to eat a Sunday roast, and loves a musical. Alice, two of them we haven't been able to do. So are you just like mainlining roasts?
Yeah, I mean, I am, I'm trying to chat, like, you know, when you try and get your brain into gear, it's all these, like, the questions are just tough. Mm. So, hopefully my, some elements of musical theatre knowledge will come in handy now.
Okay. Question number one, on what street is the soap opera Neighbours set? Come on.
I know.
No, you're joking.
Something Way. Oh my God. I've never watched Neighbours in my life.
I don't think you need to. I think as British people, this street is ingrained into our minds.
Is it? Am I just a complete anomaly?
Well, how old are you, Alice, darling Alice?
I'm 27.
I think you might be too young for the Neighbours street being ingrained into your mind.
I've never watched Neighbours, and I've never even discussed it with anyone. Yeah. Oh, because I just think of Kylie when I think of Neighbours. Like, I just knew that she was on it. Mm. But I can't think of, like, the street.
That's fine. I love you saying, I haven't even discussed it with anyone. Why would you?
Like, guys, Neighbours, what street was it on? Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Correct answer is Ramsey Street. Everyone Ramsey over 30 Street. Now screaming that at you. Screaming.
I know. This is the thing. I'm sure people at home are thinking, oh, my God, you didn't even know that.
No, I'm sure every other 27-year-old's like, where? Okay, question number two. What is the name of ITV's channel dedicated to reality and unscripted shows?
ITVB.
Absolutely correct. ITVB. Question number three. What was the sequel to the 2003 comedy film Bruce Almighty?
Oh, I think I know this. Is it Evan Almighty?
Absolutely correct. The correct answer. Yes. Evan Almighty. Question number four. The 1927 film The Jazz Singer was the first to include what feature?
Was it, this is a guess because I don't know, but was it in colour?
Oh, incorrect. No. I'm afraid the correct answer was that it was in sound.
Sound. Oh, it was going to be one of those two.
First sound. It was dubbed. Is it the original talkie? The original talkie film. Question number five. In what year was La La Land mistakenly announced as the winner of the Best Picture Oscar?
Ooh, that's a good question. So, it wasn't 2020. I think that was 2019 or eight. No, don't take that answer. 2018.
Okay, it's incorrect, but it was lovely to be in your mind and workings out because it's 2017.
17. Oh, no. So close. Because I didn't go back. Oh, that's so annoying.
So close. Question number six. Let's do this, Alice. In Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which dwarf was the leader?
Oh,
who's in charge?
Is it Doc? Is that his name?
Absolutely correct. It is Doc.
Oh, great.
All right. Question number seven. In the 90s thriller, The Fugitive, which law enforcement agency was chasing Harrison Ford's character, Dr. Richard Kimball?
So this is where I wish I'd seen that film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
So I'm going to guess law enforcement agency. I'm going to guess I'll go the CIA.
Okay. It's incorrect. The correct answer was the US Marshals.
Oh,
slightly more niche gang.
Yeah.
Question number 8. In 2020, who joined the Great British Bake Off team as a co-presenter?
Oh, was it Matt Lucas?
Absolutely correct. Matt Lucas. And didn't he do a good job?
Oh, he's lovely. Yeah. You just want to hug him.
Yes. Question number 9. In your TV and film Wednesday, Alice Living, which UK actress played Tina McIntyre in Coronation Street, Tracy Shawcross in Ordinary Lies, and Lance Corporal Georgie Lane in Argyle?
That is Michelle Keegan.
Correct answer is Michelle Keegan. I love Michelle Keegan.
I love her. Her women's health cover, I think it was a couple of months ago, was just unreal.
Big time. I was like, get me into the gym. Literally. I think I did skip after I saw that. All right, question number 10. Your final 3 questions in this TV and Film Wednesday. In 2016, Leonardo DiCaprio finally won an Oscar for the film The Revenant. He's had 5 other nominations to date. Can you name one of those films for 1 point?
Okay. I should really know this. Okay, these aren't answers. I'm going to go through some films. Okay. My first thought was Titanic. My second thought was, I don't know whether he got one for the Great Gatsby, a nomination, but he was really good in that. Mm-hmm. Other films, something is telling me that he didn't get one for Titanic.
That is correct. That is correct. He did not get one for Titanic.
He did not get one. Okay. There we go. Thank you for that.
Take that off your list.
Yes. Okay. I'm trying to think of other films that he's been in. It's always these moments where my brain just goes blank.
And all you can see is The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. And all I can see is The Great Gatsby, which also isn't one.
Correct. It is not.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to completely fail on this.
You're going to kick yourself. You are.
I know. I really am. What? There's I'm going to pass. Sorry.
Okay. No. Don't you apologize. So the first one is What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which he's just astounding in. In 1994, he was nominated for an Oscar. The Aviator in 2005, where he played Howard Hughes. Blood Diamond in 2007.
Yeah.
The Wolf of Wall Street, he was nominated.
Oh, of course.
In 2014. And then in 2020, he was nominated for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But I don't think anyone remembered that because we weren't really looking at the Oscars.
Of course. Okay, but yeah, I've only seen one of those films. So that's where my excuse lies.
There you go. Question number 11. For 2 points, Alice, you'll like this. Can you name 2 of the 4 leading ladies from Sex and the City?
Samantha and... oh my God, I've had this question before. I do watch Sex and the City, but their names always go Samantha.
Can you not
Carrie?
Absolutely, Samantha and Carrie. Can you not give me surnames?
Samantha. No.
Oh my God.
I know. I've not been a massive fan of it. I've actually only really got into Sex and the City recently.
No, we don't we don't even need them. I just assumed everyone knows the surnames of every character in that, but you are new to Sex and the City.
Yeah, for some reason Carrie's... No, I can't think of their second name. Sorry.
No problem. So it's Carrie Bradshaw, Samantha Jones.
Yes.
Charlotte York.
Yeah.
And Miranda Hobbs. I actually can't say their names in an English accent. It doesn't feel right.
Honestly, yes. Yeah, Carrie Bradshaw is the most obvious one. I can't believe I didn't know that. Honestly, there's going to be people at home being like, who is this
girl?
Who is
this crazy
what
person?
Does
she do? Doesn't know Carrie Bradshaw. All right, final question for 12. Sorry. Question number 12 for 3 points. Can you name 3 songs from the original soundtrack of the musical, Alice, Chicago?
Yes. The first one is Razzle Dazzle.
Beautiful. Absolutely on my list. Can you name 2 others?
The second one is Nowadays.
Well, yep, absolutely Nowadays. Correct.
And the third one is When You're Good to Mama.
When You're Good to Mama. All on my list. Of course, you know this, but you could have also had Funny Honey, all that jazz. Yeah. There's so many. Class. Yeah, you tell me some more. Go on.
Sorry, I was going to say Roxy, but the only one I didn't guess because I can't remember exactly what it's called. I think it's called Cell Block Tango, but I think it also has another name.
It's absolutely called Cell Block Tango.
Oh, is it? Okay, good. Fine.
And of course, we have Mr. Cellophane. I mean, there's quite a lot of crazy names in this, but you did absolutely beautifully. 3 points. And your score at the end of your TV and Film Wednesday is 10 points. Beautiful.
Nice. I'm proud of that.
We'll talk you through your points after this break, Alice.
Welcome along to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football, a complete guide. Well, so far that is. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Each week we'll have a variety of hosts, including YouTube star Statman Dave Stephen Tries.
Got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No. I soiled mine this morning.
And myself, Will Brazier, will also feature radio legend Adam Brown. Find us on your regular podcasting sites, as well as our brand new YouTube channel. Search 21st Century Football. It sound right, boy.
Points today, 23 points for the week. You said you wanted to come back stronger today, and you, oh my God, didn't you just?
I'm proud. I'm so happy that I've at least got a half decent round in me.
I think that all we need to do is just do some very specialist musical quizzes with you, and we'll have a great time.
The Leonardo DiCaprio one's annoyed me. I can't believe I didn't know that. And the Sex in the City, to be honest. But anyway,
they'll stay with you for about a
while. They'll stay with me, yeah.
Let's talk about musicals that you actually do. That's a subject that you do love and you do have a plethora of knowledge about. So, how many musicals have you actually seen live? Do you know?
Oh, God, so many. I mean, so I trained in musical theatre. So when I was at college, we did like Legally Blonde, I was in, and I saw it's called The Hot Mikado. They did. What else did we have?
Wow, okay. Did you play, what's Reese Witherspoon's character in?
Elle Woods.
Elle. Did you play Elle?
I did.
Woo, yeah. Alice. Lead
that
role.
That was quite exciting. We did The Addams Family. I mean, loads. And then I've been to see in the theatre, like there's so much. Like London and the West End is just so good for theatre. I mean, you can't really beat it, apart from Broadway maybe. But just the shows there are amazing.
Is that something you're really looking forward to when our worlds start to open up again to return?
100%. I'll be at the theatre like hopefully every weekend.
See, I'm not a massive musical person, but I do, when I hear someone talk about how much they love them, I do think of the ones that I love. So what's your all-time favourite musical? Which one could you just watch over and over?
I think it's okay not to love musicals, and I also think the thing that I'd say with that is I think there really is something for everyone, but it's about finding the right one. Like there's lots of new modern sort of jukebox musicals like Anne Juliet, which are much more like poppy and current, so I think definitely try one of those. But my personal favorite, which was the first musical I remember seeing and being like, oh my God, I love this and I want to do this as a job, is Wicked.
Oh yes.
It's a really famous musical, it's been in town for years now, but it's still so special.
People do talk about Wicked, like really, they really talk about it, like it's actually a very special production, and you know, it's a massive, massive hit. So I do understand. There is something about Wicked that really draws people in. I do hear people discuss it often. Mm. All-time favourite musical, Wicked. Thank you very much, Alice. Thank you for today, your TV and Film Wednesday. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. You can follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for everyone at home listening. Your third one of the week. There's a connection between all the answers, and then I'll tell you them on Friday's episode. Your clue today is a popular sport originating in 15th century Scotland. A popular sport originating in 15th century Scotland. Tomorrow is the quiz of your life. We'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.